Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
It's wonderful to be here.
非常高兴在这里。
I want to first say thank you for the congregation, the church, and particularly the committee that organized the retreat last weekend.
在此非常的感谢教会弟兄姊妹然后呢我们的退休会的筹备小组上个礼拜我们有非常好的退休会。
It was such a sweet time being together.
非常温暖甜蜜的时刻。
A time of just getting away from what is normal and then being together with one another.
从我们平常的日子里面然后呢我们弟兄姊妹在一起。
Got to spend time in conversations, got to spend time in prayer, in meditation.
让我们在退休会的时候彼此交谈祷告然后呢我们有思想的时间。
Thank you so much for organizing the retreat.
非常谢谢弟兄姊妹可以组织了这一个的退休会。
As we enter into my favorite holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday,
当我们进入到圣诞的季节的时候
It's natural for us to reflect on the goodness of God and to give thanks with a heart of gratitude.
让我们有一个感恩的心来思想神给我们一切的美善。
However, it is much easier to have a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude when we are comfortable and life is uninterrupted.
当我们有安乐的生活当我们任何的舒适的日子不被打断的时候我们非常容易献上感恩感谢
However, God calls us to give thanks in all things including the storms that rages in our lives
但是神也让我们在困难风暴的时候让我们献上感恩
Those trials, tribulations and difficulties that often threaten to overwhelm us
让我们知道我们生命里面有难处有试炼的时候还是要感谢神
especially those unexpected storms
特别那些我们没有期望来到的风暴
health finances
我们可能有健康的困难有财务的困难
relationships jobs
可能我们有关系的困难可能失业
Perhaps the loss of a loved one and family issues.
可能我们失去我们的至亲，我们可能有家庭的问题。
Yet even in the midst of all of these storms, the Scripture encourages us to give thanks.
但就算有这许许多的困难，神的话语告诉我们，还是要献上感恩。
Is 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
提撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节告诉我们
Which says give thanks in all circumstances
就告诉我们在各样的环境里面我们都要献上感谢
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
The important word in this passage is in all All circumstances.
非常重要的是在这节经文里面说要凡事谢恩。
The command to give thanks in all circumstances is not an easy one.
这个是一个命令说凡事谢恩不是容易去实行的。
Especially when the waves of life's trouble seemingly to be crashing down on us.
特别当这些难处要把我们击倒的时候
But in this passage, God is saying that gratitude and giving thanks is not about denying the existence of the storm that is coming.
但是这些经文让我们知道，我们不是要否认我们生命里面有这个风暴，有这个难处。
Rather, it is about acknowledging the sovereignty of God even in the midst of it.
而是让我们认识到说神在这些风暴里面他的全权的掌管
Gratitude is an act of faith
感恩是一个信心的操练。
Declares that I trust in the Lord regardless of my circumstances.
就是在任何的环境里面，我们对神都有信靠。
In the evening after Jesus' resurrection,
在耶稣复活的那个晚上。
Jesus met with his disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒们见面了。
What Jesus went through on the cross was so significant.
耶稣在十字架上所成就的是多么的重要。
That he had to talk to his disciples.
所以他一定要跟他的门徒们讲明。
But he basically only had one thing to say.
但是基本上他只有一件事情要告诉他们。
Let's take a Luke chapter 24, verses 46.
记载在路加福音的二十四章四十六节。
He says, "Then he said to them."
然后他告诉他们。
So it is written.
在经上这样记着。
That it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and die and rise on the third day.
基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
There's basically only one thing here that Jesus said to the disciples about the cross.
在这里有一个，只有一件事情，耶稣告诉他的门徒在十字架上的事情。
And that was, it is necessary.
就是说，耶稣必须受害，必须。
It is necessary. It was necessary.
就是耶稣的受害是必须的。
The cross had to happen.
就是耶稣必须被挂在十字架上。
Notice what Jesus didn't say here.
记得耶稣在这里没有说。
He didn't say that, boy, that was the biggest injustice of human history. It should never happen.
耶稣没有说这个是在人类历史上最不公平的事情，这不应该发生的。
Jesus didn't say, "Boy, that was a tough experience. Totally not worth it."
耶稣没有说这个是一个非常艰难的经验，不应该发生的。
Jesus didn't say, "Boy, that was painful. I don't want to go through that again."
耶稣也没有说这个非常的痛苦，我永远都不想再有一次。
Jesus didn't say, "Pontius Pilate really got it wrong."
他也没有说本丢比拉多他做错了。
I'm going to make them pay for what they did.
我要让他付出代价。
Notice what Jesus didn't say.
记得耶稣没有所说的。
Looking at his disciples, he didn't say, "Where were you guys when I needed you the most? You ran."
他也没有对他的门徒说，当我受害的时候，你们到底在哪里呢？
Jesus had only one thing to say about the cross.
耶稣只有一件事情告诉他的门徒。
It was necessary.
就是他必须要受害。
Necessary comes from a Greek word, die.
必须就是从那个希腊文的字那个 die 这里出来。
It is spelled D-E-I, ironically.
就是从 D-E-I 这个字出来。
And it means necessary.
就是必须的。
Jesus here tells his disciples that his journey to the cross was necessary to fulfill God's redemptive plan for mankind.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，他在十字架上受害这件事情是神救恩计划必须的那个部分。
The suffering of Christ, as predicted in the Old Testament, was not a random event, but a predetermined necessity.
耶稣的受害在旧约里面已经被预表，是已经神所计划的，不是一个偶然的发生的事件。
He said it was necessary for me to go to the cross.
耶稣说，我受害是必须的。
This also highlights the gravity of the human condition marred by sin.
这也告诉了我们人的罪性的那个严重性。
Because of the severity of sin,
因为那个罪的严重性。
It required a divine intervention.
所以因为人的罪的滔天，所以就一定要有神的干预，神的救恩。
A divine intervention that went beyond human capabilities.
因为人不能够自救，所以一定要需要有神的救恩。
So Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上牺牲。
Became necessary response to address this profound separation caused by sin.
所以因为耶稣在十字架上的牺牲，让我们与神之间的隔离可以被解决。
In this passage, Jesus said, "It was necessary for the shedding of my blood."
所以耶稣在这节的经文里面告诉他的门徒，他流血牺牲是必须的。
Because the shedding of my blood, that the humanity will be forgiven.
因为耶稣的受害可以让人得着救恩。
They will be redeemed and reconciled to a living God.
让人得救赎，让人可以到神面前。
He said, "I had to do this."
耶稣说，我必须要做这件事情。
Because it was necessary to fulfill the promise of the scriptures.
因为这是经上所写的，所以这是必须的。
It was necessary in order to defeat death.
因为只有这样做才可以战胜死亡。
And to rise again, to defeat death and to rise again in order to gain your salvation.
第三天当他从死里复活的时候，就给人有生的希望。
The cross was necessary.
所以十字架是必须的。
In our reading this morning,
今天早上我们所读的经文，
Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1,
使徒彼得在彼得前书的第一章里面
takes the same word die, D-E-I,
所以彼得在第一章的里面也用了同样一个希腊文的字。
He makes a direct connection from the cross to our fiery trials.
所以他把十字架跟我们这个火的试炼联系在一起。
By using the same word Jesus used about the cross,
所以用耶稣在跟他所讲的在十字架上的这个必须同一个字。
Peter applies it to the Christian life.
所以耶稣彼得把这个字运用在我们基督徒的生活的中间。
A direct connection of the cross to the trials that we all bear as Christians.
所以把我们都可能经受的试炼跟十字架联系在一起。
And you see this, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while it is necessary.
所以他说你们大有试炼，但是在百般的试炼中这个是必须的。
It is necessary to have had to endure suffering in all kinds of trials.
所以在各样的试炼里面要忍耐，这个是必须的。
These have to come so that the proven genuineness of your faith
只有在这样的试炼里面才可以让你的信心得到试验。
Of greater worth than gold, which is perishable even through the refined by fire.
他说就比那火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
May resolve in the praise, the glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
The fiery trials in our lives, it is necessary.
所以我们在生命里面所经过的那个试炼是必须的。
You see, life's storm and trials and tribulation are an inevitable part of our earthly journey.
我们在世上的日子，我们经历试炼，经历风暴，这个是无可避免的。
Peter acknowledges the reality of suffering, grief, and trials that we all as believers encounter.
所以彼得在这里很清楚地告诉我们会经过试炼， 我们会经受苦难，这个是无可避免的。
And we must understand this point here.
我们必须要明白这一点。
That trials are not indicative of a lack of God's love.
我们经受试炼，并不是说在这个中间神没有爱我们。
But a part of the refining process of our faith.
而是我们信心经受试炼的过程。
It seems like a contradiction.
好像是矛盾的。
It is a call to rejoice in the midst of suffering.
他在这里叫我们要在试炼的当中依然大有喜乐。
How can one find joy when faced with trials?
你怎么可以当有试炼的时候，你还是有喜乐呢？
And here Peter points us to the purpose behind our trials.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们，在试炼的背后，神的目的到底是什么？
As we trust God, as we endure, our faith is refined.
当我们对神有信靠，我们的信心就被试炼。
It is purified and strengthened.
就是在这个中间，让我们更加的试验，更加的显得宝贵而纯洁。
And ultimately, our lives bring glory to God.
到了最后，让我们的生命可以归荣耀给神。
In verse 7 of this passage, it compares the refining of our faith to the refinement of gold.
在第七节这里，把我们信心的试验跟炼金的过程做对比。
That gold through the test of fire, even though it's valuable, must undergo this intense heat of the refiner's fires.
所以在经过火试验的金子更显宝贵。
This process removes impurities and reveals the true worth of gold.
所以在炼金的过程里面，把那些不纯洁的杂质去掉。让那些金金可以留下来。
Similarly, our faith is refined through trials.
所以同样的，我们的信心也经过试炼，把那些纯的、单纯的信心留下来。
Exposing the genuine nature and deepening our reliance on God.
让我们的信心更加的坚固，更加的来信靠神。
Peter here is saying that sometimes fiery trials in our lives are necessary.
所以彼得很清楚地说，那个信心的试炼，百般的试炼是非常有必要的。
In verse 7 here, that even more important, that trials is a certification of our faith.
所以第七节更加的告诉我们这个试炼是那个信心被验证的过程。
The Bible says one day as believers we will all stand in front of the living God.
因为神的话语很清楚地告诉我们，每一个信他的人有一天都要站在他的面前。
The question might be asked, was his faith real?
但是问题就是说，当你站在他面前的时候，是真的还是假的？
I hope there are people all around heaven who will testify on my behalf.
所以我们相信说，将来在天上都可以做这样的见证。
People will say, "Look at his life."
有的人可能说，看看他的生命。
Look at what this guy came through.
看看他所经历过的。
He came through darkness. He came through fire.
他经历了黑暗，他经历了火。
He came through difficulties. He came through the storms.
他经历了苦难，他经历了风暴。
The devil was against him. The world was against him.
魔鬼针对他，世界也反对他。
Everything was against him, but he stood and remained faithful, and loved me regardless.
他世上所有的东西都针对他，但是他坚定了他的信心，没有动摇。
We will all have that day.
我们都会有这么样的一天。
It is a day that our faith will be proved to be authentic and genuine.
所以到了那一天，我们的信心在神的面前，我们说这是真实的。
Even through the test of fire.
虽然经过试炼。
That your life and my life was a testimony of the grace of God.
所以我你我的见证就看到神的恩典在我们的身上。
That it was all about Jesus in spite of our own shortcomings, in spite of our own weaknesses.
所以尽管我们有缺陷，我们有软弱，但是都看到神耶稣基督的工作。
Peter reminds us here that rejoicing in trial does not mean denying the pain.
彼得在这里提醒我们，在试炼的中间，不是否认我们有痛苦。
Or pretending everything is easy.
也不是假装说好像这些都是容易的。
Rather, it is acknowledgement of the refining work that God is doing in each and every one of our lives.
而是看到说在这个过程是看到神炼尽我们的过程。
It is a practice of embracing gratitude in the midst of our trials.
让我们在试炼的里面还是可以有感恩的心。
This is hard work.
这个是不容易的。
But we need to trust that God is using every circumstances to shape us into the vessel of.In terms of honoring for His glory.
但是我们知道，神在各样的事情上面来试炼我们，让我们归荣耀给他。
Let's take a look at another passage in Jeremiah 48:11.
让我们看另外一节的经文，就是记载在耶利米书的第四十八章第十一节。
This is God talking.About the nation of Moab.
这是神讲到这个国家，就是摩押。
He says Moab has been at ease from his youth.
这个经文说，摩押自幼年以来常享安逸。
He has settled on his dregs.
如酒在渣子上澄清。
And he has not been empty from vessel to vessel.
没有从这个器皿倒在那器皿里。
Nor has he gone into captivity.
也未曾被掳去。
Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed.
因此，他的原味尚存，香气未变。
What is God talking about here?
在这里，神的话语到底说什么呢？
God is comparing the nation of Moab to a vessel of wine.
神在这里，他的话语是把摩押这个国家跟这个葡萄的器皿里面有葡萄酒来做一个比较比喻。
Anybody make wine here?
A
home winemaker? Anybody?I know people that do that. Anybody here?
我们这里有没有人做葡萄酒的？
In the winemaking process,
在制作葡萄酒的过程，
when wine sits in a vessel for a long time, the dregs will settle to the bottom.
制作葡萄酒的过程，在那个器皿里面时间久的话，那个渣子会沉在那个器皿的底下。
Yeah, wine's at the top and the drag will settle at the bottom.
那个酒在上面，那个渣子就在下面。
Similar if you make broth, right? A soup like a broth.
Okay, 做那个汤的过程也是一样。
You put bones and vegetables and all these things and you boil it for a long time.
我们做汤的过程，放那个骨头，放那个其他东西。很长的时间汤在上面，渣子在下面。
After a while, the pure broth rises to the top. Everything settles to the bottom.
你煲汤以后呢，那个精华都在上面，渣子都在下面。
That in this winemaking process, periodically, that the winemaker need to take this wine from move from one vessel to another.
所以呢，在葡萄酒制作的过程里面呢，这个葡萄酒就要定期的从一个器皿 倒到另外一个器皿。
Leaving the dregs on the bottom till they can scoop it out. They don't want this to be in the other vessel.
所以这个过程，倒把葡萄酒倒出来的时候呢，就把渣子拿出来倒掉。
So this pure wine can be poured into another vessel.
所以那个纯净的葡萄酒就可以放到另外一个器皿的中间。
If you don't do this,
假如你不这样做的话呢
，and you let your wine sit and drag for a long time in the same vessel,
假如你不这样做的话呢，那个葡萄酒就跟那个渣子在那里有很长的时间在一起。
When you try to drink this wine, it will become bitter.
假如你喝这个葡萄酒的时候，就感觉到有点苦了。
Not only that, it's smelly and stinky.
所以闻起来也很难闻。
Because of the dregs.
因为那个渣子。
God here is saying to the nation of Moab.
在这里呢，神是对这个摩押这个国是这样说。
You just sat there.
你只是在那里没有动。
Instead of going through the process of removing the dregs, you got lazy and you got stinky and you got smelly.
你没有有这样一个转移动的过程，你变得懒惰了，你变得有味道了，难闻了。
You were too comfortable.
因为你太安逸了。
Because of this,The nation of Moab will come under judgment because they were too comfortable for too long.
因为他们在安乐窝里面太久了，所以他们要面对审判。
You see, uninterrupted comfort never ends well.
假如你的安乐、你的安逸从来没有被打断过，那个结局都不会太好。
Friday was my birthday.
礼拜五是 Baron 的生日。
I'm getting old, so I really don't like celebrating birthdays too much these days.
因为年纪大了，所以不喜欢来庆祝生日。
I had a really good time. We went out to dinner with Mom and Kristen and Darren and Joanna. The five of us had a wonderful dinner to celebrate Friday night.
所以礼拜五的晚上呢 ，Baron 就和家人出去晚餐来庆祝生日。
That was enough.
就够了。
But the kids said, "Dad, we're going to make dinner on Saturday night."
但是小孩子说，礼拜六我们要给你做晚餐。
I said, "Great."
非常好。
Now, the day before Sunday, particularly the Sunday that I preach, I have a routine that I'm really comfortable in.
通常我主日以前那个礼拜六的晚上，特别我要讲道的时候。我希望有一个舒适的时间。
I like to start my day early in the morning at Costco.
通常他在礼拜六的一早从 Costco 开始。
I love Costco.
因为他非常喜欢 Costco.
Yesterday I got there, I got in line before they open, and I got to pick up some stuff for Thanksgiving, turkey and ham and things like that. I just like to walk around, you know.Taste some of the samples and not too much, but you know, just walk around. I just the smell and all the things that you can. I just really, it's a great way to start a Saturday morning.
所以呢，礼拜六早上等着还没有开门以前就等着开门，然后在那里吃吃 sample， 逛一逛。
I came home and had lunch with Kristen and Joanna.
回到家呢，就跟女儿和太太一起吃个中餐。
I changed into really comfortable clothes.
然后呢，就换了非常舒适的衣服。
I was comfortable.
所以呢，就感觉到非常的安逸。
I got behind my desk and I started to prepare for the sermon this morning.
然后呢，就开始预备今天早上的这个讲道。
My plan was I was going to spend 3-4 hours in the afternoon.So about 5:30, I came downstairs.
计划就是说，三四个小时下午准备讲到，然后五点半的时候就下楼。
My plan was to watch a little football, and then I asked the kid to make lasagna. We're going to have some lasagna.
然后呢，下来就要看足球。小孩子做这个意大利面，然后就是他的计划。
And then at night, I was going to go back up into my office, and I'm going to prepare some more of the sermon and go to sleep.
然后呢，计划吃完晚饭上楼有更加预备的时间，然后睡觉。
I like that. That was comfortable for me.
我非常的喜欢这种方式，因为非常的安逸。
That was my plan.
这是我原来的计划。
But at about 6 o'clock that last night.
但是六点昨天晚上六点的时候。
About 30 people walked in the door.
但是昨天晚上六点的时候，三十个人进了我的家门。
Joanne and the kids and mom, they threw a surprise birthday party for me.
30个人家人给他有一个大大的惊喜。
Friends, families, former colleagues, people I haven't seen in a long time.
朋友同事家人很多好久没有见的。
I wasn't even dressed for a party.
他还没有穿戴好，没有预备来参加这一个 party。
My first reaction was I panicked. I panicked.
他感觉到非常的惊慌。
Because I, not only do I have to go get dressed, and I just felt I wasn't prepared for a party. I don't like surprises.
他说他没有预备好，因为他不喜欢有这个突如其来的惊喜。
I'm kind of a planner, so I don't like surprises.
他任何事情都要计划好，所以他不太喜欢有惊奇。
And then I realized, what am I going to do with my sermon this morning?
所以呢，那个时候他才想到说，哎呀，我的计划打乱了，那我明天早上的讲道怎么办呢？
But you know what?
但是你知道，
We had a fabulous time.
但是我们有非常好的、非常好的时间。
My comfort needed to be interrupted.
我的那个安逸、安乐需要被打断。
We had such wonderful dinner. We had such wonderful conversations. So many laughs.
所以有非常好的时间对话，笑声。
Praise God. It was incredible. Thank you, Joanna. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Kristen, for that wonderful surprise.
所以呢，他还是献上感谢，非常感谢家人。
My last group of friends left at midnight.
他最后的那群人是在午夜的时候才离开的。
So there was about in the window about 6 hours of preparation for the Sunday sermon that didn't happen.
所以呢，他原来计划的就是说还要有6个小时准备这个讲道的时间，但是就没有了。
That is an example about comfort. That uninterrupted comfort never ends well, but interrupted comfort sometimes can bring great joy even in the time that you feel uncomfortable.
所以有的时候呢，被打断的，未被打断的这个，安逸，有的时候会，给你带来那个喜乐。
What about you?
你，那么你呢？
What is God saying to you about comfort?
神在你的安乐的情形里面，神会怎么样对你说呢？
Maybe God is saying to you, hey, you've been shopping at that supermarket for way too long.
也许神会对你说，你在那个market 里面，你买东西太久了。
The same market for too long.
Okay, 同一间的这个市场，在那里 shopping 太久了。
Maybe you've been living on the same street for way too long.
也许说你在同一条街上面住了太久。
Maybe you had the same group of friends for way too long.
也许你有同一群的朋友太久了。
Maybe you've been attending the same fellowship for way too long.
也许你跟同一群人团契太久了。
You've gotten way too comfortable.
因为你太感觉到有安逸了，舒适了。
God says to the nation of Moab that it would happen better if you'd gone into captivity in as a nation.
所以神在这里对摩押是说，你最好被掳去，会更好。
Instead, you just sat there in your dregs and got old and stinky and stale.
所以，假如你只是在那里懒惰，什么都不动，到最后会变得难闻。
Just like the nation of Moab, all the nations have a fragrance to God.
所以，跟摩押这个国度一样，列国都需要都对神有这样的一个的香气。
Brother and sister, I wonder what America smells like to God today.
他有一个问题，就是美国在神的那个眼里面，对神闻起来是什么味道呢？
Churches have a fragrance to God.
教会必须对神有这样一个的香气。
Individuals have a fragrance to God.
每一个个人都需要对神来讲是一个香气。
I think it's a good idea once in a while we ask God, God, what do I smell like to you?
也许我们常常需要问神，神啊，我闻起来对你是什么样的一个味道？
God might say to you that you have been too comfortable for too long.
也许神会对你说，你在这样的一个安乐窝里面太久了。
That he's going to mix this up.
所以他要把你混杂起来。
He's going to pour you from one vessel to another.
也许他就是说要把你从一个器皿放到另外一个器皿。
In order to freshen you up.
让你有新鲜的气味。
To get you out of the staleness of your faith.
把你从原来那个懒惰的那个信心里面把你提拔出来。
Just as the cross was necessary for Jesus and fiery trials are necessary.
所以十字架对耶稣是必须的。同样的，这个试炼对我们许多人来讲也是。
God sometimes needs to shake us out of our comfort zone.
所以神把我们从他的安乐窝里面带出来。
In order to perfect our faith.
我们的信心得到试炼，得以完全。
I'm going to apologize for the English congregation because I'm going to use an example I used, you heard already last week at the retreat. Can we pull up that next slide?
Right. Baron, 接下来用这个例子啊，他上个礼拜在退休会的时候用了。
How many of you have heard of the biosphere?
有谁听说过这个叫做生物圈
？Anybody? Denise, you already know it. So, all right. It is a large dome that scientists built in the middle of the Arizona desert in Oracle, Arizona.
所以你看到这个是科学家在亚利桑那的沙漠里面他们所建立的这样一个。
It was built in the early 1990s.
在90年代早期的时候建的。
It was a scientific experiment built on entirely to be self-sustaining.
所以呢，这是一项科学的试验，让它可以自我的生长。
And entirely isolated from the outside environment.
跟外部的环境呢，完全隔离开来。
Apart from outside influences,
跟外面的影响毫无关系。
With the hope that one day people can live in it, and perhaps be moved to Mars, so people can live in Mars.
假如他们证明说，人可以在里面生存的话，那么就证明将来，人可以有，可能可以在火星上居住。
Part of the experiment that the scientists did was to plant fruit trees in the biosphere.
其中有一个试验就是在这个生物圈里面来种植果树。
And in this dome, they provided the fruit trees with the perfect temperature.
栽种的过程里面，在生物圈里面呢，他们给予完美的温度。
The perfect light,
完美的灯光
the perfect water amount,
足够的水源
and the perfect fertilizer,
足够的肥料
provided the fruit trees with a perfect condition to grow fruit.
给这个果树呢，完全完美的条件，让它来生出果实。
What do we think happened?
你觉得会有什么事情会发生呢？
What happened was the trees produced an abundance amount of harvest, lots of fruit.
这个结果是这个树产生了很丰盛的果实，很多很多的果子吗
？So it did. It produced produced an abundance of fruit. So
是长了很多的果子。
So was it a success then?
是不是成功了呢
？Not really.
不是的。
Because what happens was the branches of the fruit trees, instead of bending with the weight of the fruit, it got brittle and keep breaking at the weight of the fruit.
因为长了太多的果子啊，那么它不是说可以在那个枝干上面，而是把那个枝干压断了。
Okay, so the branches keep snapping, keep breaking at the weight of the fruit.
因为这个果子太重了，所以就把枝干压断了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in this perfect condition, there was no wind.
因为那个条件太完美了，那里没有风。
So you see, in the natural environment, fruit trees needs wind to keep their branches flexible.
所以在自然的环境里面呢，果树它需要风，让它的这个枝干呢可以伸展。
In an outside environment, the branches adjust to the wind.
在外面的环境里面呢，那个枝干可以跟着风的摇动，它会调节。
The branches learn to flex and bend to support the weight of the fruit trees.
在有风的情况底下，它会伸展，它会弯，所以可以支持这个果实的重量。
However, in an artificial environment like this, where there is no wind,
在人工的环境里面呢，因为没有风，
the branches grow stiff.
这个枝子呢就有点stiff， 硬了
硬、
okay.
stiff、brittle and snap to the weight of the fruit，
所以呢就折断了，弯不能够承受那个果实的重量。
In the same way, God is saying that it is necessary to have wind in our lives.
同样的，神在这里他很清楚地告诉，在我们的生命里面需要有风。
Sometimes perfect condition and comfort does not produce great fruit.
在很多时候我们完美的环境不能够产生理想的果实。
It is in these imperfect, harsh environments,
在不完美，在恶劣的环境里面，
that God uses to keep us flexible to bend.
神用这些环境让我们可以弯，让我们可以伸展。
In order to sustain us for the long haul of ministry and to support the fruit of the next season in our lives.
神让我们在这样的困境里面，让我们可以生存，以至于让我们在更多的侍奉里面可以结出果子。
Two weeks ago, I was traveling to Indianapolis.
两个礼拜前 ，Baron 飞到这个 Minneapolis。
I flew American Airlines for the first time in about 20 years.
他就是飞这个美国航空
Terrible experience.
飞美国航空是非常糟糕的经验。
The only thing good about it is they had a lot of free entertainment that you can watch. That's it.
除了那个糟糕的经验以外， 唯一好的就是可以看很多有很多免费的娱乐。
I didn't want to watch a movie, so I was looking, and I found this documentary about winemaking.
他不想看电影，所以呢，看纪录片就看到这个怎么样做葡萄酒的这个纪录片。
Not that I was particularly interested in winemaking.
不是说特别说我喜欢来制作葡萄酒。
It was the only thing that I thought was interesting.
因为他觉得比较有趣。
And it was a documentary about producing vintage wines.
就是来怎么样来做这个成熟的葡萄酒。
Yeah, vintage wine is a wine that is from a particular growing season.
这个成熟的葡萄酒呢，是要从在一个特别的生长的环境里面。
And it's because about its unique growing conditions of that season that produces this incredibly flavorful wine.
因为在这个独一无二的环境里面，才可以产生出这个特别有味的葡萄酒。
Now, vintage wine only happens in certain years.
这种葡萄酒呢，只在不多的年份里面有。
Typically very expensive.
所以非常贵。
It's hard to get your hand on a bottle of vintage wine.
你很难放手在那个瓶子上面。
So in this documentary, they are describing the making of vintage wine.
所以呢，在这个纪录片里面，他们就描写怎么样做这个贵重的葡萄酒。
Now I'm a novice on wine. I don't know anything about wine, really.
我在那个葡萄酒的制作上面，非常的初级，所以我也不太懂。
So when I think about producing great wine, I think to myself, maybe lots of sunlight, lots of rain, lots of heat. Boom, there you go.
所以他就想到说，因为他不太懂，所以他说，要做一个好的葡萄酒，是不是需要？很多的光，太阳光，很多的雨水，很多的热量。
The documentary they said it is the complete opposite.
但是那个纪录片说这是完全相反。
In order to get a vintage wine, that you must have a adversarial growing season.
他说为了有这种比较贵重的葡萄酒，你要经历的那个。季节刚好是相反的。
You must have these adversarial conditions that stresses the vine and force them to work harder.
就是在这个困难的季节里面，让这些葡萄树可以承受更多的压力。
It requires too much sun, not enough sun.
或者有太多的光，或者有不太多的光。
It requires too much rain.Not enough rain.
或者有太多的雨水，或者说太干旱，没有雨水。
Sometimes heat, sometimes very cold conditions.
有的时候可能过热了，有的时候可能过于寒冷了。
It is the adversarial condition, growing condition, that puts stress on the vine.
是这些相反的季节可以让这些植物长好。
And it causes them to work harder to produce their crops.
所以呢，当在这样一个困难的环境里面，才可以长出更好的果实。
They said that you will never get a vintage wine from a unstressed vine.
所以这些葡萄树，假如它没有这个困难的环境，就不会长出好的果实。
Further, they said a farmer will never irrigate his vineyard during a drought.
特别呢说那些种葡萄的农夫不会说在干旱的时候他主动去给他浇水。
This goes against any rational thought, right?
这个跟我们自己的想法是不是刚好相反呢？
You see a plant, you see the vineyard dying in a drought.
假如你看到在干旱的里面是不是这些植物这些葡萄快要死了？
You would think that you must first irrigate.
你一定说你要给它浇水，让它可以生长。
Yeah, you must give it water to save it.
你一定要给它水，让它可以生长起来。
They said that if you irrigate your vineyard in a drought,
假如你在干旱的时候，你去浇灌你的葡萄园，
the root of the vine will return to the surface to capture the surface moisture.
那样的话呢，这个葡萄树的根就会回到地面上来，以至于它去吸收这个地表层面的那个水汽。
The farmer said, if I intentionally withhold water,
假如我故意不给它水的话，
the root of the vine only has one direction to go.
那么这些葡萄树它的根只有一个方向去取水。
Now, under duress of the drought,
所以在这个干旱的里面呢，
the vines and the roots are desperately to survive.
奇怪的是，这些葡萄树它特别渴望要存活。
They are desperate for moisture, so they push their roots deeper and deeper into the crevices.
因为它要存活，所以呢，它的根越来越往下长。
They push into places that had never been before, desperate for moisture.
所以他们就到了那些地方，他们从来没有到过的那些根，到那里来获得水分。
And in this desperate search for moisture, the roots of the vine are going deeper into the earth, into places that has never been touched by a root.
因为他们需要水分，所以这些葡萄树的根就到了那些地方，他们从来没有到过的。
Tapping into unreached minerals and nutrients that when you produce the sweetest fruit, a vintage wine.
所以，因为这些地方他从来没有到过，就是那里有没有接触过的矿物质、养分，这个就是为什么他们可以产出那个非常甜的果实，就是非常贵重的那个葡萄酒。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we need adverse conditions in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，很多时候我们在生命里面，我们需要逆风。
Just as the cross was necessary for Jesus,
就正如十字架对耶稣来讲是必须的。
And that fiery trials are necessary to certify our faith.
我们的试炼对我们来讲是必须的，让我们的信心得到试验。
Winds and storms make us bend and flexible.
风暴让我们可以弯曲，让我们可以伸展。
So is adverse conditions that cause us to dig deeper and to sink our roots deeper into the Word of God.
所以那种逆风的环境，那种逆境，让我们可以挖得更深，让我们的根可以更加进入到神的里面。
To understand the Word of God like we have never experienced before.
让我们可以像以前从来没有经历过的来懂得神的话语。
Adversity causes us to be on our knees more.
这个逆境让我们有更多的需要。
To humble ourselves and pour ourselves into prayer.
让我们更加的在祷告里面在寻求。
We must get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
让我们从那个安逸窝里面进入到那个困境里面。
Because you can't go higher unless you first go deeper.
你要往上涨，生长一定要先往下扎根。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to grow something in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，神要在我们生命里面要让我们生长。
He first got to grow the root system.
先要让我们的根扎根。
He will make you desperate in a drought. In order to keep you digging deeper.
所以在干旱的里面，让我们更加的扎根，更加的往下长。
God wants to produce the sweetest fruit in you.
神要在我们生命里面种植出更加甜美的果实。
God is looking to make a vintage wine out of your life.
神要在你的生命里面要种出那个非常贵重的葡萄。
Remember these five words.
所以记得这五个字。
Stress vine produces vintage wine.
所以呢，经受有压力的葡萄树才可以产出珍贵的葡萄。
In our lives, sometimes it is necessary to go through the wind, the storm, the drought, even fire.
在我们的生命里面，很多时候非常有必要让我们经历风暴、干旱，甚至火。
Despite how uncomfortable it makes us feel,
尽管这样的环境让我们感觉到非常的不舒服。
How much interrupts our lives?
让我们的生命被打断。
How painful, how inconvenient?
让我们感觉到有痛苦，让我们感觉到不方便。
How difficult and how much we might have to suffer.
让我们感觉到困难，让我们感觉到我们受苦。
But God is looking to produce the sweetest fruit out of you.
但是神通过这个过程要产出那个非常甜美的果实。
That each and every one of us has a story to tell.
我们每一个人都有这样同一个的见证可以来见证。
Same as our church.
我们的教会也是如此。
God is going to pour us from one vessel to another.
神把我们从一个器皿倒入另外一个器皿。
Let's not be like the nation of Moab.
让我们不要像摩押那个国一样。
Let us not get comfortable with the status quo.
让我们不要说。我们在安乐窝的里面。
God wants to shake things up in us.
神要让我们摇动，让我们的信心得到试验。
For His glory.
为了他的荣耀。
Okay. Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Brothers and sisters, God calls each and every one of us to worship Him in suffering.
弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们每一个人，在我们的苦难里面来敬拜他。
We worship in suffering not because it makes us feel better.
我们在苦难里面敬拜他，并不是说这样的敬拜让我们可以感觉更好。
We worship Jesus in the most difficult circumstances in our lives because He is our hope and our Redeemer.
我们在困难的环境里面敬拜耶稣基督，因为我们知道他是我们的盼望，他是我们的救恩救赎。
He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他是我们的生命里面的创造者，是我们生命里面的主宰。
That Jesus is the song of our lives.
耶稣是我们生命里面的诗歌。
That He has defeated sin and death.
他在十字架上战胜了死亡。
That He has risen from the grave.
他已经从坟墓里面复活。
That Jesus has spoken over darkness.
耶稣已经战胜了黑暗。
That Jesus has reminded us that our joy does not come from the world.
让我们知道我们的喜乐不是从世界而来。
It comes from You alone.
而是从上面而来。
God, we claim your promises this morning.
神，我们在这里，宣告你的应许。
We'll proclaim from Psalm 23 that you are my good shepherd, you restore my soul, and lead me in the path of righteousness.
我们就好像你在诗篇的23篇里面，告诉我们的，你是我，耶和华是我的牧者，他使我的灵苏醒。为自己的名引导我走义路。
We proclaim your promises in Psalm 91.
我们也在这里宣告你在诗篇91篇里面的应许。
That he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必在全能者的荫下。
I will call upon my Lord, my fortress, my refuge.
他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
You proclaim Psalm 27.
我们也在这里宣告诗篇二十七篇。
That when I am afraid, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
当我恐惧的时候，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
神是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
God, we hold on to your promises this morning.And experience the joy of walking with you.
神，我们抓住你给我们的应许，让我们知道，你与我们同在，我们与你同行。
Knowing that through the wind, the storm, the fire, the drought, you will never leave us.
让我们知道，尽管在风暴、在干旱、在烈火的中间，你还是与我们同在。
That your grace is sufficient.
因为你的恩典是够我们用的。
That your love is enduring.
因为你的爱是永存的。
And your faithfulness is everlasting.
因为你的信实是永久的。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
And all of God's people say.
所有神的儿女都说。
Amen.
Amen.